My name is Sandra Anson. I arrived in Ninger in 1942 and came to be PA to Sir Denham Fraser at the Residency in Bangalore. He was the political agent, and that is liaising between the Crown and the Indian princes, and the princely states had their residence. It was first the Viceroy, then the governors, then the residents, and then we went downhill. And there were five of us women who were taken on as ADCs to replace the men, being wartime. I had a lot of servants. I can't quite remember how many, 20, 25 maybe. And there was a strict sort of way, code of living, really, and with the princes. And when you were invited to the palaces for various things, it was all very official. My first visit to the palace in Mysore, on a very grand occasion, it was a Durbar, and I was behind them going up the stairs, and on the first landing was a throne with the Maharaja sitting there, and, you know, my moment had come to, Dem had said, you don't curtsy, you bow. Right, so up we went, and he said, keep your eyes down. Well, I mean, if I hadn't been so naive, of course I'd realised there was a wicked look in his eye. And I got up to the platform, and I did my bow, you see, and looked up to my horror. It was a waxwork effigy of the Maharaja's father. It was dreadful. So Dem was in hysterics, and the secretary was with him, the secretariat. So they pulled my leg, but then we got to the rail thing. We bowed. But yes, it was very, very grand, very formal. But then when I went up, when I was transferred up to Rajputana, then of course there were the princes up there. There was Jaipur, Bikaner, Dolpur, Bundi, a mass of them up there. Well, I mean, talk about the Arabian Nights. It was in their palaces. It was absolutely fabulous. And you ate off gold plate. And you would see their Maharaja's thrones draped with precious stones and pearls. I was very unaware that independence was so imminent and that there was very ill feeling. The only place I really experienced it, where one was spat at, was when I was leaving from Bombay. But this was a big city, although Bangalore was a big city, I mean, I didn't go much into the city. I didn't meet the sort of population, the ordinary population. So I wasn't aware of it at all, and certainly not aware of it from any of the princes, I don't think. Their power relied really on the British, the governors and the residents, and they had power over their own people. We had power over them, but it was never... It never seemed to be par. Anyway, nothing disagreeable. You must remember, it was wartime. We were very busy with getting all the support from India, you know, that we could, because they were quite marvellous during the war. And I lived in very rarefied circles. I met the princes who were very worried about independence, because what was their position going to be? I never came across Gandhi... I never came across the Delhi people except the Viceroy. I certainly didn't take in what independence would mean. One didn't sort of think in a way. I don't know, we were all so devoted to the Indians. I really think we had their welfare at heart. Maybe I wasn't in the big cities where there was a lot of dissension. I don't know. I really worked tremendously hard, but I adored it.